This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee recessed late Thursday after spending hours debating two articles of impeachment against President Trump. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Five times the Republicans offered amendments to water down or even scuttle the two articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, all failing by the same tally.
17 ayes and 23 noes.
And the amendment is not agreed to.
Louisiana Democrat Cedric Richmond, late in the debate, expressed his frustration.
They just throw a whole bunch of stuff at the wall, hope that they confuse the American people, hope that something sticks.
Texas Republican Louie Gohmert argued that the majority Democrats have been searching for anything to hang on Trump.
You give us what we want until we find a crime, or we're going to throw you out of office.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Exit polls in Britain indicate that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party is winning a majority of seats in Parliament, meaning Johnson's plan to leave the EU by January 31st could begin soon. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
This is an outright victory for the Conservatives around what, for many voters, was a single-issue election. Brexit, Brexit, Brexit.
No, this is the Get Brexit Done.
Get Brexit Done, the campaign slogan of Boris Johnson. Labour, though, appears to have miscalculated. The smaller Liberal Democrats Party, which did openly campaign to stop Brexit from happening, also looks to have failed. Down to 13 seats from 21. This is the third election in less than 4 years for the UK. Exit polls suggest it may have been the most decisive in decades.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Meanwhile, Scotland's First Minister says that there is a clear desire and endorsement that Scotland should not be ripped out of Europe. This is VOA News. A New Zealand military team that landed on a volcanic island Friday recovered 6 of 8 bodies, and they're sending them back to the capital city. Experts say White Island, located about 50 kilometers off the east coast of New Zealand's North Island, is still spewing steam and is highly volatile. Mike Clement is the New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner. He says so far the weather and volcano are cooperating.
The sea state is manageable in terms of people getting people on and off the island. So all of those things are within our favour at the moment. And I think the good thing for everybody's awareness is that we're on the island and we've commenced the process. So I think that's a great step forward.
The volcano, a popular tourist destination for day trips, erupted on Monday, spewing ash and steam over the island. The death toll stands at 16. More than 24 people are being treated for severe burns in New Zealand and Australia. Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, on Thursday appealed to the top UN court in The Hague not to supplant her country's military justice system by imposing international justice. In closing comments at the International Court of Justice, she defended the Myanmar military action against the Rohingya minority and requested that the genocide case be dropped.
Steps that generate suspicion, sow doubts, or create resentment between communities who have just begun to build a fragile foundation of trust could undermine reconciliation.
Prosecution lawyers say the military's actions amount to genocide, and many of Suu Kyi's critics say she bears some responsibility for the continued persecution of the Muslim minority, 750,000 of whom have fled the country. The Pentagon Thursday flight-tested a missile that had been banned under a treaty that the United States and Russia abandoned last summer. Some U.S. arms control advocates said the test risked an unnecessary arms race with Moscow. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The launch was from a static launch stand at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. It landed in open ocean in the Pacific. The missile had been banned under a treaty the United States and Russia abandoned last summer. The Pentagon declined to reveal the maximum range of the missile tested. Daryl Kimball, executive director of the Arms Control Association, said the Pentagon's missile project is a mistake and will unnecessarily raise tensions with Russia, China, and North Korea. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.